Exodus 14 verse 14 is a verse from the Old Testament of the Bible, specifically from the book of Exodus. This verse holds significant spiritual and inspirational value for many, offering words of assurance and encouragement. In the broader context of the biblical narrative, Exodus recounts the story of the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt under the leadership of Moses. Exodus 14 verse 14, in particular, serves as a powerful reminder of divine intervention and the strength that comes from trusting in God. The verse states, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." This profound statement encapsulates the theme of reliance on God's providence and the reassurance that, in times of trial, one can find solace in the belief that the Almighty is actively working on behalf of those who place their trust in Him. As such, Exodus 14 verse 14 has become a source of comfort and inspiration for individuals facing challenges and seeking faith-based guidance in their lives. In life, we often find ourselves facing daunting challenges, uncertainties, and obstacles that seem insurmountable. The weight of our burdens can be overwhelming, and at times it feels as though we are standing at the edge of the Red Sea, with no way forward and enemies closing in. In these moments of despair, Exodus 14 verse 14 offers a profound promise that brings comfort and strength. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. These words were spoken by Moses to the Israelites as they stood trapped between the mighty Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian army. The Israelites, having just been liberated from slavery in Egypt, found themselves in a seemingly impossible situation. Fear gripped their hearts and panic set in. It was in this desperate moment that Moses delivered a message of divine assurance, a message that transcends time and speaks directly to our hearts today. The essence of this verse lies in surrender and trust. "Be still," Moses proclaimed, urging the Israelites to cease their anxious striving, to relinquish control, and to trust in the sovereign power of the Lord. This command echoes through the corridors of time, reaching us in the midst of our own struggles and uncertainties. Imagine standing on the shores of the Red Sea, feeling the cool breeze and hearing the crashing waves. Picture the vast expanse of water before you, seemingly impassable. On one side, the oppressive past of slavery lingers. On the other, the imminent threat of the pursuing enemy looms. It is in this moment of vulnerability that the voice of God whispers, "The Lord will fight for you." In this illustration, the Red Sea serves as a metaphor for the challenges we face, unforgiving and formidable. The Israelites' journey symbolizes our own, filled with uncertainties, obstacles, and moments when we feel trapped with no way forward. The pursuing Egyptian army represents the adversities that relentlessly chase us, threatening to pull us back into the chains of despair. Yet, in the midst of this turmoil, the Lord stands as a pillar of strength. The illustration vividly captures the image of God parting the waters, creating a path where there seemed to be none. It is a powerful reminder that just as God made a way for the Israelites, He continues to make a way for us. The towering walls of water on either side of the path represent the protective hand of God, shielding us from the chaos that seeks to engulf us. These words, spoken by Moses to the Israelites, carry a weight that extends far beyond the shores of the Red Sea. They are a divine promise that reverberates through the corridors of our own lives, offering comfort, strength, and assurance in times of chaos and uncertainty. "The Lord will fight for you." These are not mere words, they are a declaration of the sovereignty and power of God. It's a reminder that, as believers, we are not left to fend for ourselves in the battles of life. God, the Creator of the universe, takes up our cause, stepping into the fray on our behalf. In a world filled with trials and tribulations, this promise stands as an unshakable foundation for our faith. Understanding the Red Sea moments. To fully appreciate the significance of Exodus 14, verse 14, we must first understand the context, the Red Sea moments of our lives. The Israelites, having been miraculously delivered from slavery in Egypt, found themselves standing at the crossroads of destiny. Behind them, the chains of bondage. Before them, the vast expanse of the Red Sea. It was a defining moment, a moment when faith would be tested and God's sovereignty would be on full display. The Red Sea moments in our lives are those times when the path forward seems blocked and the enemies of doubt, fear, and adversity threaten to overtake us. These are the moments that call for a response of faith, trust, and stillness in the assurance that the Lord will fight on our behalf. Be still and know. Be still. In a world that hustles and bustles with noise and activity, this command seems counterintuitive. Yet, it is precisely in the stillness of our souls that we encounter the power of God. To be still is not a passive resignation, but an active surrender, an acknowledgement that in our own strength we are inadequate, but in God's strength we find victory. Being still is an act of faith. It's a deliberate choice to cease our striving, to let go of our anxieties, and to trust in the unfailing character of God. When we are still, we position ourselves to witness the miraculous intervention of God, just as the Israelites did when the waters of the Red Sea parted before them. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. These words echo with the assurance that our battles are not fought alone. Our victories are not dependent on our strength or prowess. They are secured by the Almighty God who fights on our behalf. This promise is not a guarantee of a life without challenges, but a guarantee of victory in the midst of them. As we stand on the precipice of our own Red Sea moments, let us internalize this truth. The battles we face are not ours to win, they are the Lord's. The struggles we endure are not endured in isolation. God is with us. It is in the recognition of our dependence on God that we find true strength. Trusting in His sovereignty. Trusting in the sovereignty of God means acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. It means releasing our need for control and surrendering to the divine plan that surpasses our understanding. Just as the Israelites had to trust that God's path through the Red Sea was better than any alternative, we too must trust that God's ways are perfect and purposeful. When faced with uncertainty, let us fix our eyes on the unchanging character of God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. In our moments of doubt, may we find reassurance in the truth that the God who fought for the Israelites at the Red Sea is the same God who fights for us today. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the midst of life's tumultuous seas, we find solace in the truth of Exodus 14:14. You, O Lord, fight for us, and we need only to be still. Today we come before you with hearts open and spirits humble, acknowledging that in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Lord, grant us the serenity to surrender our anxieties and fears to you. Help us to be still, to find peace in the assurance that you are in control. As the waves of uncertainty crash around us, may our faith stand firm like an unwavering anchor. We trust in your promises, dear God. Just as you delivered the Israelites from the hands of their oppressors, we believe that you are our deliverer. You go before us in battle, and you fight on our behalf. As we face challenges and uncertainties, may we find comfort in the knowledge that victory belongs to you. Help us to let go of our need to control and to instead trust in your perfect plan. In the stillness of our hearts, may we hear your voice guiding us, comforting us, and assuring us that we are not alone. Father, we thank you for your steadfast love and faithfulness. You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we continue to lift our hearts in gratitude and surrender, trusting that in every circumstance, you are at work for our good. Your ways are higher, and your wisdom surpasses our understanding. As we face the challenges of life, help us to remember that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, grant us the courage to be still and know that you are God. Strengthen our faith when doubt creeps in, and surround us with your unfailing love when we feel overwhelmed. May the truth of Exodus 14:14 be etched into the fabric of our being, a constant reminder that we can find rest and security in your mighty hand. We pray not only for ourselves, but also for those around us who may be grappling with their own struggles. Let your grace abound in their lives, bringing healing to wounded hearts and hope to those in despair. In times of uncertainty, may our collective faith shine as a beacon of light, drawing others closer to the source of eternal peace. Lord, we surrender our plans, desires, and fears into your hands. Align our will with yours and help us to walk in obedience to your word. Lead us on the path of righteousness, and may our lives be a testimony to your goodness and faithfulness. In the stillness of this moment, we offer our praises to you, acknowledging that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. With grateful hearts, we place our trust in you, our refuge and fortress. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.